Welcome to the Storage Talk TPC for XIV Sellers Conference Call. At this time, participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Mr. Fred Chakowsky. Sir, you may begin.
Good morning. My name is Fred Chakowsky, and I am a worldwide Tivoli storage evangelist. Today we're going to talk about the new enhanced version of Tivoli Storage Productivity Center, which was announced last week, version 4.2, and the improvements that have been made that specifically relate to the XIV storage platform. First of all, for you business partners out there, I do apologize. We had a problem yesterday posting the presentation to our website. My email address is P as in Peter, H, R, E as in Edward, A as in Apple, D as in David, at us.ibm.com. That's P-H-R-E-A-D at us.ibm.com. I have gotten a number of requests so far. I've responded to, I think, most of them, if not all of them. And for those of you that haven't, please send me an email. I'll be happy to send you the slides that we're using as quickly as possible. So, to get started, for those of you that do have the presentation, on slide 2, to just kind of go over the agenda, I'm going to do a brief overview of TPC 4.2. Hopefully most of you, if not all of you, attended the call that John Connor did last Tuesday with the original announcement. Most of the material that you see in this initial review is material that he presented, so I'm just going to go through it quickly just to kind of set the stage. Then I'm going to pass the call over to Ms. Jin Wang, who works with our TPC development organization, and she will go through some of the 4.2 features that are very specific to XIV. And then we're going to wrap up with going through some other Tivoli offerings that are in terms of how they also interact with the XIV platform. And then we'll do have an open session for questions at the end. So, going on to slide 3, a quick overview of TPC 4.2. On slide 4, it's kind of wrapping up or kind of summarizing what the TPC family actually introduces to our customers. Number 1, it simplifies the management and deployment of storage within the IT infrastructure. None of our customers have infrastructures that are getting simpler. The simple fact of the matter is that their infrastructure is increasingly becoming more and more complex in terms of the number of storage platforms they have, the different administrative interfaces. So any type of tool that we can provide to them to help them simplify, the management and deployment of their storage infrastructure is useful. TPC also provides tools to monitor storage utilization and also the performance with the associated devices that the data is stored upon. It really gives them a centralized tool to manage storage all the way from the host down through the SAN, through the storage device, down to the actual physical disk drive. And by having a tool like this, it allows the IT staff to be more effective and basically have more time to focus on doing more critical tasks as opposed to the more mundane day-to-day management functions that typically take up a lot of their time. Going on to slide 5, the entry level for TPC is TPC Basic Edition. That is the actual software that is loaded on the System Storage Productivity Center, which is a TPC appliance that we offer. That is typically found utilized with the DS8000 platform as well as the SAN volume controller. Now, of course, there's a significant amount of progress in terms of XIV support, but can also be used with the DS3000, 4000, and 5000 products, as well as a number of our tape products as well. Going on to slide 6, going a step up from TPC Basic Edition, we have TPC for Disk, and what this does is it adds things like performance management, adds a lot more in terms of performance trend analysis, a lot more reporting tools, things of that nature. We also, a few months ago, released a version of this called TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition. This is essentially the same product, but has some unique price points for customers that are running DS3000, 4000, 5000, because since they tend to be more mid-range focused, the price point was kind of reduced to allow us access into those mid-range and SMB type of accounts. On a similar level as TPC for Disk, we also have a product, TPC for Data. TPC for Data is kind of unique that it really helps develop an understanding of the actual data that's utilizing the storage resources in the infrastructure. Frequently, our customers spend a lot of effort managing the storage and really don't have a good understanding of the nature of the data that's occupying that storage, that's filling up the storage, utilizing the storage, et cetera. So TPC for Data answers a lot of the questions like, you know, who, what, where, when, why, et cetera, in terms of the actual storage utilization. One thing to point out is when you're selling TPC to a customer, sometimes you actually have to sell these two products to two different target audiences. TPC for Disk is very useful to the storage administrator, whereas TPC for Data tends to be more valuable to the systems administrator, the backup administrator, the database administrator, et cetera. So, you know, keep that in mind in your sales efforts when you start looking at these two products, they frequently are kind of parallel in terms of their use, but again, you know, can address different interests within the IT infrastructure, and you may actually have to talk to different people to get them interested. Going on to slide 7, what we introduced a couple of years ago is a bundle called TPC Standard Edition. This is both the disk and the data products, as well as an additional function of fabric management. That used to be a separate product. Now it's been rolled into TPC Standard Edition. And this really helps our customers manage everything from the storage all the way to the data that's residing upon it, plus really help them manage their SAN, not just in terms of performance, but also zoning functions and things of that nature. So TPC Standard Edition is probably the best all-encompassing solution, and I strongly urge you to focus your efforts in selling that product to your customer base. Going on to slide 8, we also have another additional product called TPC for Replication. This really helps manage the low-level replication mechanisms, things like flash copy, as well as the metro and global mirror functions that is related to a lot of the storage hardware products. It also becomes quite useful in terms of doing disaster recovery management and planning, and even handles things like three-site replication situations. Going on to slide 9, this shows essentially how all the pieces fit together, starting off with TPC Basic Edition and the SSPC, and then how disk and data kind of sit on top of that and then get encompassed in Standard Edition, and then TPC for Replication is kind of an additional mechanism that can either be put in installed in conjunction with the other TPC products, or some customers actually will run replication separately. Going on to slide 10, we also have the Storage Enterprise Resource Planner. This is a great mechanism to collecting data, not only from TPC, which is our SRM, storage resource management tool, but also competitive tools, and it really helps, bring things up when you start talking about, things even up to the service management level. So, going on to slide 11, with TPC 4.2, we made a lot of, enhancements to the product. I mean, TPC has been around now for, 7 years, starting with the Tivoli Storage Resource Manager, as well as some other Tivoli products that were all rolled together into TPC. One of the things that we did with 4.2 is we put a lot of effort into simplifying the deployment and management of the product. Also enhanced a lot of the IBM storage product connectivity in terms of using native agents for SVC, the DS8000, and then XIV, which is the focus of today's discussion. Added a lot more in terms of automation, in terms of provisioning and things of that nature. Also added some features to help with managing high availability volumes. The other thing also that was significant with 4.2 is we also added two service offerings to help our customers get more value out of the tool in terms of performance and reporting. Frequently, we'd install TPC at a customer site and discover that they would that the customer would request a little bit more of education or handholding to actually start extracting useful data for some of the more advanced functions, you know, like performance and some advanced reporting. So we have these two service offerings that are now available to help get our customers up to speed a little bit more quickly. The product was announced on August 17th, and the electronic GA was actually this past Friday on August 20th. Going on to slide 12, we've made a lot of enhancements and improvements to the storage resource agents. This allows you to collect information off of hosts that are on the storage infrastructure and collect data and report that back to the TPC environment. One of the things that was new with 4.2 is we have now introduced both file level and database scanning as well. So it's really helping to kind of fill out the amount of information that's being provided back to TPC. These mechanisms were formerly incorporated in the standard TPC agents. However, we've had some feedback that the previous agent manager was a little bit unwieldy to install and manage. So we now have this lighter weight mechanism to acquire that type of data. Going on to slide 13, in terms of management of IBM storage, you know, we've increased the amount of performance and configuration data that we extract from IBM devices such as SVC DS8000 XIV, and you know, over the next half hour or so, we're going to be discussing quite in great detail the additional XIV functions that are now incorporated with the TPC 4.2 release. On slide 14, it shows some of the automated end-to-end provisioning tools that we have. One of the things that we've really focused on is developing wizards to make the GUI a little bit more task-oriented for things like provisioning, copying services, et cetera. Slide 15, with usability enhancements, we increased and improved the automated device discovery mechanism, which basically goes out and pulls and finds storage devices in the infrastructure, so it's easier to begin managing them. We also improved the error message mechanism with the tool. Not only did we add more description to the error messages that TPC would report on, but we also, with a lot of them, included links to more detailed technical information so that if you encounter an error, it kind of give you a little bit more insight in terms of how to deal with it. Going on to slide 16, we're going to briefly talk about some of the enhancements that were specifically for TPC for replication. We added some functionality for high availability volume management, the ability to, on the DS8000, to swap volumes you know, pretty instantaneously. Also the ability to switch Metromir primary storage to secondary. Nice part about this is it really allows applications to remain available during disruptions in storage infrastructures. Also integration with AIX 5.3 support. On slide 18, we made some improvements for PPRC and peer-to-peer remote copy path management. Again, you know, when you start thinking about you know, storage environments, especially when you start replicating them at remote sites, the level of complexity can increase pretty quickly. So the more that we can provide intelligent tools to help manage all of that in terms of data paths and representation between local volumes and remote volumes, our customers find that quite useful. Going on to slide 19, we've also added a lot of enhancements with the disaster recovery planner. This helps with all sorts of replication mechanisms between the DS8000, DS6000, SVC. Does a lot in terms of validating to make sure that that critical storage is in fact being replicated. Also helps even manage things on, you know, three-site mirroring as well. On slide 20 with Global Mirror, there was had been previously a restriction of only a single Global Mirror master. Now users have the ability, a lot more flexibility in terms of how they configure their global mirroring environment, can create multiple sessions, and we also added a lot of monitoring and reporting capabilities as well. And I hope I didn't go through that too quickly, but like I said, I just wanted to review a lot of the overall functions that were included with TPC 4.2, which, as I mentioned, was announced and was available for electronic GA last week. And now I'm going to turn the presentation over to Ms. Jin Wang from our TPC development organization, and she's going to focus on the XIV capabilities with TPC 4.2.
Thank you, Fred. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I can.
Hey, this is Xin Wang. I'm currently a TPC development manager, and I'm actually in transition to become a TPC product manager in the next month. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to talk to you about TPC 4.2, especially on the XIV functionality enhancement. If you go to chart 22, the key additional features, you know, we added on 4.2 is to manage some of the IBM devices using native API. You know, I think Fred talked about, you know, the management of DS8K, SVC, as well as XIV. So in this case with XIV, we're using the native CLIs, you know, to do the data collection instead of using the SMS. So as some of you know that SMS is a storage standard that even though TPC moved off SMS for the IBM devices, but the standard is still supported by the hardware device for the newer versions. So with a native API, we definitely will allow additional information that's not available through SMS interface. And that we also have, you know, minimum versions of XIV firmware that we would support, especially for performance management. So I will go into a little bit detail on the next couple of charts to talk about the key benefits and features, additional features on XIV. So chart 23, this is just a screenshot of how do we do XIV discovery in TPC. In this case, we would just need to input, customer needs just to input the IP address and the user ID and password. We can discover the device. Like Fred talked about that, we also have the automatic discovery by doing the IP walkthrough. Customer, the TPC can discover all the devices in their environment. So chart 24, we just compare, I want to just compare the data collection, pre 4.2 versus 4.2. So the key change, as you can see there, is for the IBM devices, SVC, DS8K, and the XIV, we removed the middle layer of SEMA, which, in some of the cases is really introducing some additional, there's an additional layer and additional network connection that can cause, problems in the customer environment. So currently, the SEMA layer is still there to support the third-party stuff, such as EMC, HDS, or the fabric, Cisco and Brocade, that we're using the SIM agent as a middle, as a way to collect data. But for the IBM devices, we just, the TPC server directly goes to the device using, either the CLI or some sort of native interface. And the process itself to collect the data, we also move that outside the device server so that sometimes when you do have a problem to connect to the device, so that connection problem would not cause any instability in the TPC server. That's one of the key benefits of using native API and moving that sort of process to the external outside the TPC server. So a little bit more detail on the chart 25. So we sort of, put the overall data collection flows here for the native devices. If you focus on XIV, that is at the very bottom of the bottom right-hand chart. So for XIV, we do do the discovery and probe. That's where you collect the basic asset and capacity information. And then, this is something you can schedule, on a regular basis. Typically, I think in a lot of customer environment, they do the regular discovery or probe, a couple of times a week or once a week in that nature. And the second box we talked about is to collect the performance data from the XIV device. So this is also a frequency that you can configure. A lot of the, because this is the first time we offer the performance data collection in TPC, the minimum frequency you can go is every 5 minutes. So you can go to the device and collect data, and all this are scheduled, through TPC. The last part is, the event management. So the way we do event management is actually through, pruning the XIV device, every minute also, to figure out if the configuration is changed, and then based on all the event info, we can update the TPC database so that the data on TPC is, in sync with what's going on the device. So, and move on to chart 26. So the other additional function we added for XIV support is to be able to do provisioning. Before TPC 4.2, when we use the same agent to manage XIV, all the function is a reading type of function, so we can report on the asset and the capacity and the host connection, but we cannot do active management. So 4.2 we introduced this active provisioning. So you will be able to do the end-to-end provisioning of XIV volumes, that you can create the volumes, you can do host, non-host mapping, and you can do zoning changes, and so make the host volume visible to the host. So next chart 27, is a screenshot of when you go through the provisioning wizard. I don't know if you can see this, but if you enlarge the picture, it will show you that, for example, you can figure out how many volumes you want to create, what is the size, and the arrays and read type, and which volume group encryption stuff you can pick, and then you can also say what are the zoning actions you want to do and which host port you want to assign to. Once all this information, is submitted, and then the host, TPC will actually perform all these actions in the back end. So the other additional piece that I want to mention is TPC 4.2. We also support SIM provisioning on XIV So XIV SIM provisioning is pool-based, so in 4.2 will be expanded to include all the pool-based SIM provisioning functions. So then you can also do unassigning and deleting the volume in the provisioning function. So chart 29 is another screenshot and to show you that when you do provisioning, there are some different SIM provisioning profiles in the drop-down list. This is very consistent with all the CRI capabilities that, XIV CRI capabilities. So, for example, you can pick, the provision to be, same provision to be aggressive or conservative. Okay, going on to chart 30. This is one of the critical functions we added is additional, added the performance management for XIV. I think a lot of the customers with storage devices using TPC, they are very interested to know the storage, the performance of the storage, and they collect the data continuously and compare the trend. So That's where we worked with the XIV team, and we wanted to figure out, you know, all the XIV stuff. Actually, I think the title was wrong. This one, I want to talk about the additional alerts we added. Before, for that one, we did not included additional XIV alerts, but here we did. We can monitor and create actions for the alerts. The alerts are pretty standard, so I included a link to the info center that's on the website already. So all the subsystem alerts are applying to XIV. For example, if the subsystem, you know, goes offline, online, you know, the customer can get alerted. So next page is where we will talk about the performance step. That's chart 31. So we are collecting and reporting on XIV performance statistics. So we're taking a two-phased approach here. Depends on the device's capability. I will show the actual performance matrix that's available on chart 32. So we collect all the following performance counters. As well as we could, you know, users can set thresholds on a couple of important ones. For example, the I/O per second and the data, you know, total data rate. You know, if customers is aware of, you know, where are they in terms of their base performance numbers, so they can set the warning or the, you know, critical thresholds to get alerts. So the key takeaway from this is that, you know, we have provided all those performance matrix. Some of those are only available at, you know, firmware 10.2.2, I think, which was probably just GA'd last week. The 10.1 version is the minimum version that we can start to collect performance counters, because the version below XIV CRI does not offer those capabilities. So 10.2.2 is the current firmware that I think have most of the performance matrix. And in the next version coming out, I think towards the end of the year, 10.2.4, there are going to be additional performance matrix that TPC will be able to support towards the end of the year. So I think, and the other thing the development team is thinking of too, if some of you know that we do have a TPC best practices paper on performance management, and so that best practice paper will be updated to include all the XIV performance on each of the component level, and as well as all the thresholds that you can set. So I think that would be a good resource to go to once we update that paper in a month or so. So next page, chart 33. So this one I talk about the SANC planner on XIV. For some of you, you know, if you are familiar with TPC, that you know that we offered the planning function in our version 3.3 2 years ago. This is really to help manage the storage configuration, sometimes based on space capacity needs, sometimes based on the performance utilization, and using our best practice recommendations to make sure that, to help the storage administrator to make sure that the storage configuration is optimized. At the high level, you know, we do have the volume planner, zone planner, and path planner. For XIV right now, the planning is based on space only. For example, if you would want to have additional volumes, the planner can give you a recommendation about, you know, where is the best place to allocate the volume or to create the volumes so that, you know, to meet your space needs. I think this is one of the, you know, really advanced analytic functions that can help, you know, differentiate TPC from our competition. So if you go to page 34, this is another screenshot. When you do the sand planner, you will basically, you know, show the screen that you will figure out, okay, which subsystems, which resources you want to select for planning. I mean, in this case, we picked one XIV, and, you know, you can use a space planning profile, and also what is the provisioning profile, and then you can generate a plan recommendation. Once the plan is generated, and you can execute the plan. The other thing I want to mention, I know Fred talked about this, you know, on 4.2, we did add the planning, including disaster recovery, which will need a TPCR license. So for XIV, because TPCR does not support XIV yet, so we do not have the DR planner available. So I just want to make sure people understand that. So overall, I think TPC 4.2 delivers expanded end-to-end storage management. As you can see that that we enhance the centralized management capabilities using the native interface to collect data from IBM devices, really improve scalability and performance. Also, you know, improves the stability of the TPC server overall. We also really reduce the storage complexity by, you know, simplify the deployment using a storage resource agent, like Fred just talked about, because the lightweight agent is very, very easy to deploy. And for the SAN planning, you know, this wizard-driven approach, so it's much easier to use. So Fred, I will, you know, hand this over to you for you to talk about other Tivoli products with XIV. Hey, Fred, are you still there?
Oops, sorry about that. First of all, I'd like to apologize to the business partners because the presentation wasn't available. I received 14 requests for it, and if you haven't received it yet, it is on its way, so you will have that presentation. Now, to continue on, obviously we've made a lot of progress in terms of supporting the XIV platform with the TPC 4.2 release. The other thing I just wanted to kind of review with all of you is the fact that, you know, there are other Tivoli Storage products that also are integrated rather well with XIV. If you go on to slide 37, XIV is supported now by Flash Copy Manager. Flash Copy Manager really helps our customers, and again, not only with the XIV platform, but also with the DS8000, 5000, 4000, 3000 product, as well as the SAN volume controller. And it helps our customers really take full advantage of the flash copy functionality that's within their hardware platform. One of the things that I've witnessed many times is frequently a storage administrator is quite happy about the fact that they have you know, storage platforms that support flash copy, but frequently our customers have a bit of a disconnect between the storage management people that are, you know, the IT folks down in the data center versus the application programmers and the application managers that are more closely tied with the various lines of business that are customers. And because there's a gap or a disconnect between those groups, frequently our customers have flash copy capabilities on their hardware that's not being utilized as fully as the business people would like to, because of the fact that that you do have this lack of communication or lack of collaboration or cooperation between the applications group and the group that's managing the storage infrastructure. And Flash Copy Manager kind of bridges that gap. If you go on to slide 38, you know, specific applications like DB2, SAP, Oracle, Exchange, SQL, actually have the ability through, you know, various APIs to actually interact with various replication mechanisms, and Flash Copy Manager allows those that communication actually to take place. So this kind of, as I mentioned, bridges that gap between the applications folks and the storage management folks. If you go on to slide 39, this is kind of showing how, within an XIV, you have the actual flash copy, sources and targets, and the relationships within the hardware. And what Flash Copy Manager does is it actually talks to, your various applications, again, DB2, Oracle, SAP, Exchange, SQL, and actually allows them to, create those targets, snap off those targets, and use them for various functions, whether it's backup or business functions or what have you. So Flash Copy Manager really does help our customers take full advantage of the capabilities, the replication capabilities within their storage hardware. Going on to slide 40, one thing that's frequently overlooked is that XIV can really be integrated well into an SVC environment as well. First of all, if you're introducing XIV within a customer account, if they have SVC, it allows them to do, essentially painless migration, because they can actually migrate the data from existing storage devices onto an XIV without encountering any type of interruption or downtime associated with the application. The other thing also is when you use SVC with an XIV environment, it allows additional flexibility in terms of synchronous and asynchronous mirroring across multiple XIV systems, as well as mixed hardware platforms. Remember, keep in mind a lot of our customers, have other storage platforms, whether they're IBM or non-IBM, so it gives, more capability there. It also provides platform support for older systems, because XIV doesn't necessarily date back far as SVC in terms of various platform support. The other thing is, with the SVC 5.1 release that came out, quite a while ago, there's direct support for solid-state disk, and it allows our customers to incorporate solid-state disk for very high performance requirements, and then have, other levels of storage, for less stringent performance requirements, and the ability to put the appropriate data on the appropriate hardware based on performance and capacity, requirements that they may have. Also, there's additional volume and mirror support that's within SVC as well to help enhance XIV. And then the other thing also is when you're talking about creating space-efficient volumes, SVC actually helps increase the performance in XIV environments as well. So I know there's frequently been a bit of discussion and debate in terms of using SVC with XIV, and this is just kind of food for thought, that the two products actually can work very well together and really provide enhanced features, in architecting solutions for our customers. So going on to slide 41 and summarizing, TPC 4.2 helps XIV in many areas, a lot in terms of, management functions. As Jin, pointed out, we are actually using native agents to talk to the XIV device, as well as SVC and DS8000 now with this latest release. But there's also additional capabilities in terms of provisioning and performance management. Also keep in mind that Flash Copy Manager really helps our XIV customers take full advantage of all the replication features that are, within the platform. And SVC also has additional benefits for XIV as well. So if you think of XIV and the Tivoli storage products, I think we've finally reached the stage where, the entire Tivoli storage software portfolio really enhances and complements the XIV platform. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the operator and open up the floor for questions.
Thank you. At this time, we will begin a question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute the line and record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw the question, please press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone to ask a question. One moment, please. And the speakers can go ahead with any questions. I don't have to press star one. And I have a couple questions populating now. It'll just take me a moment to listen to the name. Mr. Ian Hancock, your line is open.
Oh, hi. This question would sort of apply to both XIV and SVC because you can do thin provisioning with both. When you're looking at TPC at the sort of capacity reports, can you actually see in this latest version what you have thinned provisioned as opposed to the total capacity of what might be under SVC or within XIV?
Hi, this is Xin. If the question is if the volume is thin provisioned volume or not, I believe we do have that in our TPC report with 4.2.
And would that apply to SVC as well as XIV?
You know, that's something I'll have to check. I remember hearing that in discussion with XIV. I don't remember about hearing it with SVC, so I need to verify that.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question, I believe, is from Ad Valuin. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi, Fred. This is Ad Valuin from the Netherlands.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question regarding Protect Tier. Is there any management from TPC towards Protect Tier expected? Can you tell that or not?
Yeah, this is Connor. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I joined late. Sorry. Pete, we've heard that as a requirement, but currently it's not on our roadmap.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And our next question comes from Ian Wright. Your line is open.
I can really see the value of, you know, in an XIV SVC environment combining the two, but I'm just wondering, the interface for XIV does not seem to be anywhere near as slick or user-friendly as the native XIV interface. What is the compelling reason to sell this into an environment where we've primarily got XIV disk? Or is there going to be, you know, further development to, you know, maybe make it more like the XIV interface?
Well, so with the TPC 4.2 release, you know, this is our first, I guess, big step in terms of supporting the XIV platform. As you can imagine, you know, the goal is to continue to add, features and enhancements to XIV support. The one thing I will say is with TPC 4.2, it does give you the ability to manage the whole infrastructure and not just the XIV environment. So there's, you know, certainly a benefit there, especially if you're also going to add in the benefits of doing TPC for data and you know, fabric management as well. So that's one of the big differentiators.
And
okay, thank you.
One other thing I want to add, if you're talking about the native UIs for the device, I know that SVC 6.1 that's coming out in October will have a brand new UI that's as sleek as the XIV UI.
Great.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mr. Harley Puckett. Your line is open.
Hi, thanks. Hey, Fred. Actually, two quick questions on the thin provisioning support. Will the thin provisioning also be supported under Disk Manager in the Create Volume or just through the SAN Planner?
I believe the wizard is by both the SAN Planner as well as the normal Disk Manager volume creation. I don't know if Tiha is on call. Tiha is one of our technical lead. I was hoping that he can join also to answer some of the technical questions. So if he's not here, I can definitely confirm that for you.
Okay, that would be great. And then the second part of that was you showed that there were profiles that you used in the SAN Planner. Are those customizable?
if you are talking about the some planning profiles for XIV, I think for now, because the SAM planning, we only offer space only, so I don't think you can have any choices. But for the SIM provisioning profiles, that's a preset.
So I can't modify what we've determined are the best SIM provisioning options?
So the options here, I believe it comes from the CRI, XIV CRI options. So I think we basically just translate to the customer, the CRI options over to the UI so that you can just pick. My belief is that this is preset.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that was it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Chris Malone. Your line is open.
Thank you. Yes, my question was about SBC and how it plays a role in TPC itself, and I was wondering, is it going to be priced separately from TPC, or are we looking at possibly somewhere down the future where it's going to be integrated into TPC?
This is John Connor. It's TPC and SBC are priced separately today, and we look to do that for the foreseeable future. Now, there's always potential we may do some bundling or whatever, but no, they're both priced by capacity and separately priced, so that's no change in plans on the horizon for that right now.
Okay, so TPC really does not require you to have SBC installed, is that correct?
No, absolutely not. The TPC can be used to manage, essentially all of the IBM storage platforms as well as a lot of other vendors. And SVC is just one of the possible platforms you can manage. Remember, SVC is a virtualization appliance.
Exactly.
And quite a few of our customers, have chosen the route of just having direct storage without virtualization in between. So, TPC can pretty much handle managing the storage devices directly, managing the virtualization in between, or both of them together.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question on the audio portion, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. One moment, please. I do have another question. Andreas Lehmann, your line is open.
Yes, thank you very much. This is Andy Lehmann speaking from Germany. I got a question related to TPC and virtualized server environments. I saw a lot of Oracle, SAP, support. What are the plans in order to support VMware environments?
Is this question about if TPC server would work on the VMware environment, or is a question of if TPC collects the VMware environment data already?
How does TPC collect data related to virtualized servers? So the connection between the server and the storage allocated to the servers.
I believe we do have support for the VMware environment already. I mean, we do data collection and we do some data correlation already. I know that that support is still lacking on the XIV VIOS environment.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Greg Tevis. Your line is open.
I just wanted to make a comment on that last question. I sort of got blanked out, so I don't know if it was answered. But TPC added in the last release, I think it was last year, we added support for VMware. We actually speak directly to the ESX server through their APIs, including the vStorage API, and gather information about the virtual machines on that server. So TPC actually has quite a bit of support for VMware environment today already. So it has discovery, reporting. You can see the storage that's on those virtual images. We can provision not to the images, but we can provision to the ESX server as well. So it's both discovery, reporting, monitoring, and some active provisioning, but it's not, the provisioning is not at the guest level yet. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Our next question comes from Chris Malone. Go ahead with your question, sir. Please check your mute switch, sir.
I'm sorry, I was talking to mute. Going back to the last question, the information or data that TPC stores, is that going to be migrated over to, let's say, SRM? If we have an SRM customer in order to view that data, or will we have to go to TPC to get that data, performance data, disk data?
I mean, all the, are you talking about the data we TPC collect?
Yeah.
All the data TPC collect will go to a TPC database. If you want to use some other tools to view it, you know, we do offer views that for customers to actually run their own queries and to have a different, you know, you can have a different display or different way of presenting the data. I'm not sure exactly what's the question about the data migration.
Just primarily with the data that's available with TPC that it's gathering today, are there plans in the future to have that data available in SRM as well? Because SRM does collect some storage information, and I was wondering if there was a move to make TPC data information available in SRM as well.
Hi, Chris. This is Scott Drummond. Perhaps it would be best if you rang me after the call if you're available, and I can go through all that.
Okay.
And it's spd@us.ibm.com.
I'm sorry, one more time?
SPD, Sugar Paul David.
David. Okay.
And I'll spend as much time as you like on that.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question on the audio portion, you may press star 1.
And since I horned in, Fred, I'm sorry. I was going to just mention that Flash Copy Manager along with XIV is an excellent pairing to go after NetApp SnapLock situations. So it wasn't spelled out specifically on the chart, but I thought I would mention that, Fred.
Good point, Scott. Thank you very much.
Currently, we have no questions.
Well, we'll wait another minute just to make sure that nobody's being shy or anything.
Sure. And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, you may press star 1.
Actually, I meant Snap Manager. My apologies.
Currently, no questions are populating.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for your participation in the call today. Again, I apologize for the delay in getting the presentations posted to PartnerWorld. Again, if anybody did not receive the presentation, I did respond to all of the requests, but my email address is fred@us.ibm.com, and Fred is spelled P-H-R-E-A-D. So it's P-H-R-E-A-D@us.ibm.com. I'll be happy to send that presentation out. And again, I can't apologize enough for not getting it posted. And on behalf of myself and Jin Wang and John Connor and Scott Drummond, we thank you for your participation. Have a good day.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. And speakers, one moment, please, while I transfer you to the post conference.